It's KRCB FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. A California law requiring pregnancy centers to inform women about low-cost abortion services is on its way out after a Supreme Court ruling Tuesday. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Cayola explains.
The battle over abortion rights is again at the forefront in California after a federal strikedown of the state's Reproductive Fact Act. The 2015 law targets crisis pregnancy centers. They're faith-based organizations that usually counsel women to carry to term. It requires these centers to post signs telling clients that the state offers subsidized family planning services, including abortion. They also have to disclose if they're not a licensed medical facility. Anti-abortion groups have finally succeeded after trying to take it down multiple times, calling it compelled speech. The National Institute of Family and Life Advocates filed the case that the Supreme Court just ruled on. Tom Glessner is their president.
Pro-life centers are now free from government harassment to continue to provide life-affirming services which empower mothers to choose life and which are creating a culture of life in every community across the nation.
These fake women's health centers and the rest of the anti-choice movement and their political allies, they've been working together for a decade with one goal in mind, and that is to ban abortion in America.
Amy Everett is the state director for NARAL Pro-Choice California, which sponsored the act. She says women are being misled by anti-abortion pregnancy centers and have a right to know about all available options. The case now goes to a district court for further consideration. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola.
An initiative that would allow internet users to learn what companies like Facebook and Google know about them and stop the sharing or selling of their data has qualified for the November ballot. But a deal that would avert an expensive campaign over that measure appears to have momentum in the state legislature. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
A bill first emerged late last week, the product of a deal between the initiative's proponent, a San Francisco real estate developer, and a pair of Democratic lawmakers, including Senator Bob Hertzberg.
I believe that what we came up with is really good public policy. It'll be the best privacy law in the country.
The bill must pass both houses and be signed by Governor Jerry Brown by Thursday, the deadline for initiative proponents to pull their measures off the November ballot. The industry doesn't like the bill, but it likes the initiative even less. Hertzberg says he'll bring the bill up for a vote Thursday, even if the industry still opposes it. And because the bill only needs majority support, it may well end up passing the legislature anyway, no matter what the industry does. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.